USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Classified briefing on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the CIA, all expected to brief members of the House and Senate on what top terrorist leader Soleimani was up to. President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have said he was in the process of planning attacks on Americans, but specifics have not been released to the public. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi preparing a war powers resolution to limit the president's military actions regarding Iran. In other news, President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he would be willing to testify if there is a Senate impeachment trial. Bolton saying in a statement, "I have concluded that if the Senate issues a subpoena for my testimony, I am prepared to testify." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With tensions rising in the Middle East and lots of uncertainty, what is the impact on the price of oil and gas here in the States? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look and speaks with a top economist watching this very closely.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the national average is holding again this week at $2.58 a gallon, but you can expect an increase very soon.
We will likely see a slow increase in the price of gasoline. It will take maybe a week or two to realize a 5 to 10 cent increase, but the national average remains unchanged from a week ago. Gasoline demand is weakening as we enter the coldest time of the year, and inventories of gasoline are going up as a result.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And speaking of the economy, on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 68.5 points to close at 28,703. The Nasdaq up almost 51 points. The S&P 500 gaining 11 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Harvey Weinstein facing more charges in California.
Weinstein is facing two sexual assault charges in Los Angeles. L.A. District Attorney Jackie Lacey says the disgraced movie mogul needs to face justice. The DA alleges Weinstein raped one woman and sexually assaulted a second woman over a two-day period in 2013. Lacey says Weinstein could face serious jail time.
If convicted as charged in the case, defendant Weinstein faces up to 28 years in state prison.
Weinstein's trial in New York City started on Monday on similar charges. He denies all wrongdoing. I'm Tim Berg.
A Chicago couple suing the stars of the hit HGTV show Windy City Rehab for consumer fraud. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
This is all getting ripped out. Every single piece.
I'm just so sick of spending money.
James and Anna Morrissey filing a lawsuit accusing the show of selling them a home with defective and shoddy work. It names hosts Allison Gramanos and Donovan Eckhart as defendants and demands reversal of the sale and the return of $80,000 they spent on upgrades and landscaping. It's not the first time the show's made news for the wrong reasons. In July, developers behind it were accused of unsafe work conditions and code violations, Alderman Brian Hopkins says.
There was just a certain amount of arrogance involved, like we're a TV show, we don't have to follow the rules.
There's been no comment on this latest suit from Gramanos, Eckhart, or HGTV.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.